Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Thanking God for this great door of utterance. Our great pastor is coming to you today with the true word of God. And as the scripture says, none will be diminished and none will be added. The word is just like it's written. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists. Well, elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, we're glad to be with you. We are God's Covenant Church. We are Jews. We are Israelites. And we're here to tell you what thus saith the Lord. I'm going to talk to you today about how God wants to sup with his people. God knocks on our door, getting our attention through his anointing. Before we get into that thought, we have a number by our choir already done what he said he would do. Thank God. It's the B choir.
The Lord has done so much for me. He's opened doors I could not see.
Elder Miles
Yes.
He's going to come before us now, and he's going to sing this song he's been singing for years. I'm so grateful. And I believe he is grateful today.
Yes.
And I'm hoping you're going to enjoy this number. After this number, Deacon Deb is going to make her announcements. But Elder Miles, I'm so grateful.
When my friend and my foes turn against me and it seems like the end of the road, there's a small still boy within me, and it's telling me there's somebody greater who's carrying your load. So you see,
should be forever grateful. These announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-7548. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. This is God's Covenant Church. We are the church established in Jesus' name. We're glad to be with you today. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. But this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And this scripture stands today and forever. This is the wisdom of God that you keep his word. Now let's go to Revelations 3 and 20. Thank God for the saints of God striving to please the master. And our Deacon Debbie, who is my wife, She was telling me today on her job about how other therapists, she is a physical therapist, other therapists were commenting about her attire, her uniform. Thank God. And I thought, I said, maybe you'd like to share this on the broadcast. When you hear this, this is a Sabbath day, but this happens to be a Thursday when we're broadcasting. Tell them your testimony, Deacon.
Thanking God. Thanking God how on at the hospital where I work, about 4 weeks ago or so, we were mandated to wear scrubs. And we had to get scrubs, tops and bottoms, and what they had offered was pants and a tops, top. And I told my manager, no, I'm not going to wear a pants. I want to wear a skirt.
And you have been wearing skirts ever since you've been a therapist. And that's been for how long?
For 28 years.
Go ahead. Thank God.
So when they told me, I said, no, I don't. I'm not going to wear a pants. She said, we're going to make it happen for you. We're going to get a skirt. Anyway, start wearing my skirts, tops and the skirt. And everybody else have pants, and they're topping their pants. And this one woman, one nurse came up to me yesterday and told me, said, you know, I noticed you with your skirt on last week, and I noticed that you have it on today. She said, you know, we all of us are looking like men, and you looking like a lady.
And you're beautiful.
I just thought I was grateful for that.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Somebody still has a little clarity in their minds. And just about every nation have undertaken this unisex following. Men wearing women clothes and women wearing men's apparel. But in God's church, he's the same yesterday and today and forever. God's men look like men, and the women look like women. And I don't believe Jesus looked like a woman with long hair. So if you see him from the back, you don't know what he is. Nope. I don't believe that. But we're going to talk about salvation. Let's talk about that. Revelations 3 and 20, evangelist, what does it say?
Behold. I stand at the door and knock.
God is standing at the door and knocking to everyone that hear my voice. And not just my voice, but anyone that God sends. God is knocking at the door of the minds that hear. What?
If any man.
Now here is the contract. If any man, if. Because everyone don't hear what God is saying. If any man hear.
Hear my voice.
What?
And open the door.
Hear it and then move upon the summoning of God. What?
And open the door. I will come into him.
What?
And will sup with him.
What?
And he with
me. That means we'll sit down and eat together. God is going to let you eat of his words. And God is going to eat of what you have to say. But to hear God's voice, you need the one that God sends.
That's right.
God is not coming to anyone without coming through a leader.
All
Let's
right.
go to Romans 10 and 14. Mm-hmm. Now, right. one way to get in touch with God is to believe what God is telling you through the scripture. And I know so many say the Bible is the word of God. Well, God's word is 10 precepts. The Bible is a compilation of scriptures, and all the scriptures were inspired by God. His word is in the scripture. Mm-hmm. Romans 10, 14, what does it say?
How then shall they call on him?
Now, how can you call upon God? Say, well, God is talking to my mind. Mm-hmm. God wanted me to go feed the hungry. God's talking to me. How shall you call upon him?
In whom they have not believed.
Now, so I believe God. I believe he died for my sins. I knew and believed that when I was a child. just learning to read just about elementary, I heard about Jesus and I believe he died for my sins. Right. What?
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
Now, it's not many have really heard about Jesus to the extent where they know him. Because in order to do that, what does the scripture say?
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Well, so I got a preacher. I had a preacher on the corner. He used to preach and we threw bottles at him. But he was a preacher. He meant what he said. And every now and then we'd see him smoking. But he was a preacher, though. He was fervent in what he was doing. What does the next line say?
And how shall they preach except they be
so
sent?
So there's many preachers, but if God didn't send them,
all right,
you're not hearing what God is saying to the church or to those that would live for him. Mm-hmm. Let's go to St. John 3 and 34.
All right.
How shall they preach except they be sent? So it's about finding out, is this the one that God sent? And how do you know who God sent? You have to go according to what's written. Mm-hmm. Just like he came, we know how he came according to what's written.
Yes.
St. John 3 and 34, what does it say?
For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God.
So in order to sup with God, eat of his dinner, his food, to sup with him, you have to eat of his words. And if you're not getting the words that God wants you to have, you're not supping with God. And you cannot hear what God is asking for or requiring or what he plans to do. Mm-hmm. He whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. What?
For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him.
Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 11. Mm-hmm. We are getting a witness. Does God have witnesses in all the books?
Yes, he does.
In the scriptures should witness one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were all inspired by God. Ephesians 4 and 11, what does it say?
And he gave some apostles.
Now, this is the one that God sent. He gave, same thing. If God gave this one that he sent, this is what they're coming with. He gave some
apostles.
He didn't give them all, but he gave some. And what?
And some prophets.
He gave some. He gave them prophets. What?
And some evangelists.
He gave some evangelists, not all of these televangelists you see on TV. And I haven't seen one yet sent by God on the telly.
Not yet.
Not yet. And I haven't heard or seen of one that God sent on the net. Not yet. But I see him in the scripture.
All right.
And I have seen the pastors and teachers here at 425 Laconia Boulevard that God gave.
Yes.
What?
And some pastors and teachers.
God gave some pastors and teachers. And you got pastors 3 and 4 and 5 in one block. And all say they've been sent by God. How silly is that? What?
For the perfecting of the
now,
saints.
This is what God wants to sup with this one that will hear him. Perfection.
Yes.
And most of these preachers that say they've been sent by God, say they're preaching God's word, say, well, we have to give the Great Commission, how he died for our sins. I knew about that as a child. They have them in songs. That is not the Great Commission that God is calling for. That is not what God sent his anointed out to do. It's for the perfecting of the saints. What?
For the work of the ministry.
Now, that's the work of the ministry, to perfect a people.
Yes.
Is the preacher that say that they're sent by God, are they telling you this? If not, you're not supping with God.
Right.
Because this is the conversation mm-hmm. that God is having. What he's calling for, to perfect mm-hmm. a people. For the work of the ministry, what?
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
So God sends his anointing to let ones know what thus saith the Lord, what God is accepting.
Mm-hmm.
God is not accepting men looking like women and women looking like men. God don't accept effeminate people.
No.
Or man-looking people that are women.
Mm-hmm.
God don't accept that.
No, he doesn't.
What?
Till we all
come
in the unity of the faith.
What?
and of the knowledge.
So when you're supping with God, God is giving you knowledge about Jesus.
Yes.
Knowledge about what is required of one. Mm-hmm. Not so much that he died for our sins. We know that and we accept that and we're grateful for that. But now let's go on to perfection.
Yes.
Now that he's allowed us to live for him, let's perfect and edify.
Yes.
Till we all come into the knowledge
of the Son of God.
What?
Unto a perfect man.
That's what we're supping and talking about. Now, when you sup with God, you're supping with his anointed.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I'm not getting that many phone calls here at 425 saying I heard your message and I like what I hear, and it's not what the other preachers are preaching. I don't get too many of those phone calls, but that's all right. I'm yet bringing what thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
All right, all right.
Unto a perfect man.
Unto the measure.
What?
Of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
So we have to be edified unto the measure.
Yes.
Of the fullness of Christ.
Yes.
Christ's fullness was he was holy.
Yes.
He was without sin.
Yes.
He obeyed the Father. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's where we got to go. That's the fullness. That's what we're supping to you about.
Mm-hmm.
Revelations 3 and 20. Let's read that again.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't say anything else, you want to sup with God, let's sup with his anointed.
Yes.
Let's sup with what God is requiring of us. Again, 3 and 20. What does it say?
Behold, I stand at the door
God
and knock.
God is standing at the door knocking to the people. All God is saying is repent.
Yes.
Turn from your wicked ways. Yes. What he said before he came and died for our sins. Yes. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and heal the land. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
I stand at the door and knock. What?
If any man.
Any man. That doesn't matter who you are. You don't have to be a natural Jew. You can be Iranian. It doesn't matter. African, Chinaman, don't matter. Any man.
Hear my voice.
What?
And open the door.
Open up your mind to God summoning us, trying to get our attention. What?
I will come into
God said,
him.
I'll come in. And God is coming in through knowledge, through his anointed. Yes. Going to talk with you. Let you know what thus said the Lord. I'll come in. What?
And will sup with him.
Sup with him. What?
And he with me.
In other words, we'll be able to exchange views and reason together. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Isaiah 52 and 8. Any man hear my voice? Now, God's anointed is the only one going to lift up God's voice. So if you hear preachers not preaching what the scripture's saying, his words that he spoke, they're not lifting up God's voice because God spake all these words, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So supping with God is going to let you know what those gods are.
Yes.
What does it mean to take his name in vain? And on and on and on. 52 and 8, what does it say?
Thy watchman.
Thy watchman, that's God's anointed. That's the one that God sent.
Yes.
Watching for the soul, not for how much natural you can gain. Thy watchman.
Shall lift up the voice.
What?
With the voice together shall they sing.
The watchman, one that God sent, is lifting up the voice of God, what God spake, not what is going today or the norm today is. The norm today is women can wear pants. That's not God's voice.
No, it's not.
God said don't dress like a man and wear men's apparel if you are a woman.
That's right.
And vice versa.
Yes.
That's what God is yet saying.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, does God love everybody? Yes, he does. But when we come to God, we come and we are conformed into his image.
Yes.
So that means if you are gay, you are conformed back into a man that's holy.
All right.
Like the Lord.
That's right.
If you are a woman that is a lesbian, you abandon that lesbian mind and become the woman that God is calling for, the holy women of old.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read. You ready to get?
With the
thy watchman shall lift up the voice. What?
With the voice together shall they sing.
Well, the scripture said we sing the song of Moses.
Yes.
That's what we're singing here. You find that out when you sup with God.
Yes.
Exchange views. Find out what God is calling for.
For they
what?
Shall see eye to eye
what?
When the Lord shall bring again Zion.
So now, as Peter said, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom? So when God brings the church back, and it can be in the midst of turmoil, it can be in the midst of thousands of churches all around. But when God brings his church, the one that God sends, see eye to eye. That means from one anointed to the next.
Yes.
They saying the same thing.
Yes.
As he said, Father, make them one. Luke 24 and 25.
All right.
Do your pastor, or whatever they might be called, are they seeing eye to eye to Moses? Or are they saying, well, that was done back then, that's done away with? No, everything is the same.
Yes.
Sin is yet sin.
Yes, it is.
And the Lord is yet the remedy for sin. And when you have a remedy for sin, it's yet to obey God's word. Luke 24 and 25, what does it say?
Then he said unto them, O fools.
O fools.
And slow of heart.
Slow of heart.
To believe all that the prophets have spoken.
Well, most of the people in the church world today don't even have the Old Testament, or they only have the New. They don't know what the prophets have spoken because they're not being taught what the prophets have spoken.
Mm-hmm.
All that the prophets have spoken, what?
Ought not Christ to have suffered these things?
What?
And to enter into his glory?
What?
And beginning at Moses.
So let's start with Moses, because Moses lets us know what happened in creation. And Moses tells us all that happened even after he was gone,
mm-hmm.
or what was coming.
All right.
And from Moses and all the prophets, he expounded what?
And all the prophets he expounded unto them in all the scriptures.
All the scriptures what?
The things concerning himself.
Well, what's concerning himself was the word, because he's the word.
Yes.
He's the 10 precepts.
Yes, he is.
And he expounded them in all the scriptures. So even with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we should be expounding the 10 precepts. And that's what Jesus did. He said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. He was yet talking about the word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Ephesians again, 4 and 13. So many don't have this knowledge about the Lord. That's what we do when we come unto you and we sup together. When you're supping with the one that God sends, you're supping with God.
Yes.
You cannot sup with God unless you're supping with his teaching.
That's right.
And you cannot get his teaching unless you get it from the one that God sent. And that one that God sends is speaking the words of God. Ephesians 4 and 13 again, read it.
Till we all. Come in the unity of the faith.
What?
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
So it's all about knowledge of the Son.
Yes.
So many talk about Jesus and they say, he's the Word made flesh. But even though he was made flesh, he's yet the Word.
Yes.
And so many don't know that the Word is the 10 precepts.
Yes.
Acts 1 and 3. Let's go there. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
I'm trusting that you enjoy what I'm bringing. I'm only bringing you what's written. If you don't like what I'm bringing, tear it out of your Bible. If you follow us long enough, you won't have anything to read, because we're going from Genesis to Revelation. You got to tear out everything. Acts 1 and 3, what does it say?
To whom also?
What?
He showed himself alive.
Lord showed himself alive.
After his passion.
He had a passion to be made in God's will, to obey the Father.
Yes.
Said, my Father gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. He had a passion for the commandments. What?
By many infallible proofs.
Many infallible proofs. What?
Being seen of them 40 days.
Now he rose, died for our sins, rose. He didn't come here saying, you know, I died for you. What was he talking about? What was he talking about?
Ooh, yes. Being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things.
He was speaking about the things.
Pertaining
to the kingdom.
Of God.
Not about him dying on the cross.
Yes.
It was about things pertaining to the kingdom. Those were the things he was talking about before he died. Yes. When he rose, he was talking about the same thing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Matthew 6 and 31. Thank God. Right. Stay with me now. Yes. Let's not fall asleep here on the word. Yes. Listen, I'm very passionate about that, yes. About the word. Thank God. Thank God. If I want America to wake up, I want everybody here to stay awake.
Yes, Pastor.
That beautiful? Yes. Follow me through the scripture. Thank God. 6 and 31, what does it say?
31. Therefore.
Therefore.
Take no thought.
What?
Saying, what shall we eat?
So we don't worry about what we're going to eat.
Or what shall we drink?
Natural things. Always, who going to give me a companion? Who going to get me a house? When God going to bless this bone, that bone, hip bone, thigh bone? We ain't worried about the natural. What?
Or what we shall drink?
What?
Or wherewithal shall we be clothed?
What?
For after all these things do the Gentiles.
Well, that's what these Gentiles do. In other words, churchgoers setting up in Zion, sinning, saying, we all have sin and yet sinning. That don't think so.